St. Luke chapter 8. Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. My dear friends in Christ, why should we be afraid of anything? What is the point of having any fear when Jesus Christ, our Savior, has all power in heaven and on earth, has complete authority over all things in our life? So why should we be afraid? Since He promises to be with us always, to never leave us, never forsake us, never let us down, to always make all things in our life work together for our good, to always give us a way to escape our temptations, never giving us more than we can handle. Why should we ever be afraid or ever doubt? He says, fear not, believe only. Christ overcame everything that stood in between us and God. He made everything right between us and God, completely removing the power of sin from us. As we heard last Sunday, He gives us that true freedom from the power of sin. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. We have it made. This is the same person who will be our judge. Jesus Christ will be our judge on the last day. The one who gave His life for us will be our judge. He says there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So what is it that we have to fear when He Himself accomplished all things needful for us to be saved? And He will be there on the last day to welcome us into everlasting life. He says, fear not. Only believe. The truth is that there are many things in this life that can cause us to fear and to doubt. But His Word is powerful. His Spirit is powerful to set aside all our fears, all our doubts. It's all pointless since Christ already overcame everything that stood in the way of us entering eternal life. He says, fear not, only believe. But we must admit that believing in Christ does not mean that we get to live on easy street. Faith in Christ doesn't remove from us all the difficulties that life brings. Jesus Himself says we must carry our cross. What cross? We must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Much tribulation. Our comfort, though, is that He says His burden is light. His yoke is easy. How can He say that? Because He already took the heavy burden of our sins upon Himself. We must carry our crosses, but He already took the heavier, much heavier cross, our sins, by going to the cross of crucifixion for us and freely giving us eternal life. Of course, the critics say, well, if Jesus already accomplished everything needful for us to be saved on the cross, suffering for us, then why? Why do we still have to suffer? That's that one question that always seems to hang around, that seems so hard to fully and completely answer. Why? Why do we still have to suffer? We learn of this woman who has this disease that caused her to bleed, not for just a little while, but for 12 years. Come on! 12 years she suffered. Why? We remember the man at the pool of Bethesda from a few months ago. He suffered from paralysis for how long? For 38 years. Why? We learn of the man named Jairus, whose daughter was breathing her last breath. Not at a ripe old age, but before she had even become a teenager. Before she had really begun to live life. Before she had a chance to get married and have a family of her own. Before being able to have children of her own. Her life had to be stripped away. Why? What kind of life is that? What kind of life do we have where at any given time we could lose everything? Before we continue, by God's grace, we confess that having a perfect understanding of why is actually not essential, because everything we need, we already have in Jesus Christ. He promises, no matter what suffering we go through, He will be there. And He will get us through it. And He will actually keep us in that one true saving faith until our very last day. He will deliver us from all suffering. And that is all that we need. His promise. He will be with us. He is the rock that doesn't move. No matter how hard the storms of life blow, He doesn't move. And those that trust in Him do not move. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, we heard in the psalmody, which cannot be removed, but abides forever. Because we are safe and secure in the arms of Jesus Christ. He says, no man will pluck you out of my hand. Fear not, only believe. And He gives us that faith. He gives us His Spirit to keep us in that faith. Knowing this, believing in Christ, now we continue with that question, why? The world attempts to explain the why, and it tries desperately and fails miserably to answer. It says, well, death, that's just a part of life. Death is the part of the circle of life. That's the wisdom that the world offers. But can we honestly look in the eye of Jairus, look him in the eye and his wife, and honestly tell them, well, it's just a part of the process, just a part of the circle of life. But where is the comfort in that? The Word of God disagrees with that worldly philosophy, specifically Genesis Suffering and death were never part of God's original plan. Eternal life, eternal happiness, eternal communion with our eternal God. That was the original plan. But we sinned. We sinned. And by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This Jesus speaks with authority. He has the words of eternal life that we so desperately need. He says, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. By speaking that word only, made arise. Jairus' daughter was risen. He brought her back to life. The woman who touched the hem of his garment, she got her life back too. She was living, but was she really living with that never-ending burden? Jesus too gave her life back. Does that mean that these people of faith never experienced any kind of suffering after that? We know that actually they did experience more suffering, because we must, through much tribulation, enter into God's kingdom. What kind of life is that? At any given time, I could lose more. I could experience more suffering. It is exactly the life that is according to God's plan. As Jesus Christ teaches us not to rely on the dying things of this dying world, but rather in his words of eternal life. Earthly troubles come because he wants us to find rest and peace, not in this world, but in his word, in his sacraments, in his empty tomb. In his empty tomb, which means that we too will rise from our graves. Jesus says, believe in me, and you will live. Not only on the last day, but he gives us life right here and right now in the forgiveness of our sins through his word of eternal life. He says, simply believe. Believe only. And that is truly all that we need. No matter what situations we face, no matter what suffering, we can be confident that God has a specific plan for us, tailored specifically by our loving Heavenly Father, who spared not his Son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? No matter what our suffering may be, he will be there. He will get us through it. We have his word on it, his promise that cannot be broken. He says, fear not, only believe. And that is truly all that we need. In Jesus' name, our resurrected Savior. In his name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.